Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Hey everyone, this is Ryan Cook from Gene Simmons Band, and you are listening to Ages of Rock podcast.
Hey, welcome back, people. This is episode number 147, and you are listening, watching, whatever, the Ages of Rock podcast. So hope you're in the right place, and if you're not, stick around anyway. We've got a great show for you tonight. We're going to do a little pre-show action, and then we've got a special guest, Ryan Cook from the Ace Frehley Band, formerly of the Gene Simmons Band. Yeah. So, and it'll be great. Ryan, we've talked to Ryan before. He is a great guest, so we've got some business to get to before we get to Ryan. So what's going on, fellas? The three of us haven't been on a show for a while.
I'm back.
I will go first. And the last episode, I was mentioned that I wasn't going to be here because we were supposed to interview someone while I was away, but that interview got rescheduled. So sorry, people, you're stuck with me on this episode as well.
And then I ended up bowing out last episode because I had pussy problems. My cat got out. it's a funny story, but it's just PM me and I'll tell you about it. But anyway, he spent 24 hours outside.
He did not say pee on him. He said PM.
Yeah, PM me. Just really quickly, though, when you find it,
some questions, because
when you, I tell you what, when you find a cat that's been an inside cat for 8 years and he's been outside for almost 24 hours, he's not in the clearest mindset. And when he's trapped in a small place and the only way to get him out is to reach down and get him, it was impossible. He was hissing and stuff. So I basically here quickly, Reader's Digest, got a towel, thick leather gloves, and a heavy coat. Threw the towel over him, pulled him out, and if I wouldn't have had gloves, I'd probably be in the hospital with like three missing fingers and everything else. Got him back in the house. He didn't like me for about a day and a half, but he's back to normal now. So anyway.
So you don't need to PM anymore because he just told the story.
There you go. See, I just saved you an email.
There you go. All right.
Good to be back. I missed you guys. It was fun.
All right, before we get too far into this episode, I wanted to give some quick shout-outs. Bill Elam, Brian Harris, Trapper Crane, and David Cathy, thanks for retweeting and reposting the show on Facebook. We appreciate the support from our viewers and listeners, and we really appreciate when you guys spread the word.
Exactly. Yep. We will be meeting Brian actually Friday night.
Yeah, shout out to Hairnet Radio too. They retweet every day, and we're tagged in that. And it really appreciate it. I think that's gotten us a couple of people too. And we're back in live on the Twitter.
We're back in live. It's the Instagram that I've been slacking on, but I'm back in the Instagram groove.
There you go.
Go to agesofrock.com and click on that little Instagram or tap on that little Instagram icon. Follow us on Instagram. I'll try to be consistent with it. I'm not making any promises, though.
Does that include the host, too? I don't even have an Instagram account.
Well, you don't have to worry
Twitter
about
either.
It.
You don't have to anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'll just let you guys do it.
The only other thing that I have to say, what has nine arms and won the fan vote for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I know.
Congratulations, Def Leppard.
That is so nasty.
All
right. Send all hate mail to Dennis at agesofrock.com.
I actually guessed that. Anyway, so they got the fan vote, but they didn't get the nomination, right? Or did not get the actual...
I don't think they made the nomination.
Induction. They haven't been inducted yet.
Correct.
It's just a matter of they got the fan vote out of those groups, and then how does the fan vote work? They're just like one vote against the other ones? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, they allow the fans to vote for everyone, and then whoever gets the top few, that's supposed to help, understanding is it's supposed to help kind of put them in the right frame of mind when the Grammy people go to vote. I mean, not Grammy. Oh. The Hall of Fame people go to vote. So they're not really, they're not in, and they're not inducted. I mean, they're just waiting to hear if they're going to make the final ballot. That's the kick. They got to make the final ballot.
So how many times have they done it? How many years? Is this second year for the,
No, it's been a few years.
It's been a few years. Yeah.
But here's my question. Has the fan vote?
Yes.
Nominee always got in?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm asking.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yep.
And they got over a half a million votes, and they actually, the Def Leppard fan base actually outdid the Fleetwood Mac fan base or the Stevie Nicks fan base, or was it Fleetwood Mac or Stevie Nicks getting in?
Let me guess. Lindsey Buckingham is not one of those people in that fan club.
I don't remember. No, but he's a lot richer today than he was last week.
Yeah, they settled that thing out of court. Wow. Yeah.
And he also said today in a statement that basically they are a copy band now, or a cover band.
Yeah, I heard him say that. Don't go there.
There is just there's no love in that band.
Lindsey Buckingham is the Ace Frehley of Fleetwood Mac.
Why do that? There's just no reason. Whatever.
It's some deep hatred there somewhere. You got a divorced couple trying to work together.
They were never married.
Him and Stevie were never married.
They were never married.
Oh,
now Christine and John McVie were married.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so they were just
knocking boots.
I got you.
For lack of a better word.
But it was still a nasty breakup. How's that? Married or not?
You can go your own way.
Yeah.
No shit.
Now, seriously though, how awesome is it that you and your girlfriend are in the same band? You break up while you're writing the best album you've ever written, and you make your ex-girlfriend sing the fucking song that is about her. How fucking awesome is that? Go Lindsey.
That's true.
All the way to the bank.
See, that's why you never seen an ABBA reunion, because you got two married couples that they're both divorced too, right?
They're talking about it though.
Well, there was Scuttlebutt, and earlier
they've
this
been
year.
Offered some, like, ungodly amounts of money to reform.
No. Some things you just leave it alone, let it go.
Exactly.
All right, so while we're shouting out, I'm going to give a shout out to Metallica for providing 70,000 meals for some folks in Fresno. They donated to a food bank, which is really cool. I mean, that band, I read a couple of times here recently that they've been doing a lot of giving back. So, you know, that it's great that those bands are doing that. They need to, it's good for them to share the wealth, and it's pretty cool stuff. So, let's see. I went Saturday night, finished up the 2018 concert season by seeing Ryan Cook. Nope, I'll see Ryan Cook later. By seeing Daughtry. And that would have been cool to see Ryan Cook on Saturday, but it didn't work. Seeing Daughtry, and it was a really good show. I've seen him. I saw him. I don't remember how long ago it's been. It's been quite a while. It was, I think, him and Stained and Nickelback, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I went to see Daughtry and Stained, actually. But Nickelback was okay, just whatever. But he was really good. I mean, his voice is incredible. He sounds phenomenal. The band is great. You're on your feet the entire time. I mean, you know, typically you're on your feet anyway when you go to a show, but I mean, there were no ballads to sit down for. It was just, and even it's interesting because he did probably four songs off the new record. And I have the new record. So when you bought tickets for his show, you got a CD. So for every two tickets you bought, you got a free CD. So that's what he's doing. Which is pretty cool. And I listened to it and I'm like, I listened to it once. I was like, yeah, okay. Skip, skip, skip. It just wasn't the Daughtry that I like. So for me, it was just kind of whatever. Well, he played those songs and I'm like, this is some really good stuff. So I have to go dig that CD out again and try it. But, he ended the show with a great rendition of Purple Rain that had, people were screaming and just going batshit crazy. So it was a really good show. So that tour, I think, is a pretty new tour, if I'm not mistaken. So if you get a chance to see him, you ought to go because it was definitely worth it.
Where was that at? Murat?
It was at the Murat, yeah. So okay. It was at the
upstairs theater in an actual theater.
No. It was actually
in the basement. Really?
No, not the basement. It was in the theater.
That's what I said, in the theater. Okay.
Good. Yeah, not the basement, because the basement.
That actually is a nice little theater. I like that.
Yeah,
that's an intimate place.
It was very ironic when we were on the way there. A thing popped up on my phone that, you know, like Facebook, that I think the same weekend last year we went to see Night Ranger.
Oh, okay. That's
cool. At the same place, which is really kind of bizarre. So that finished off my 2018 concert season. So.
I saw Daughtry on his, I don't know, they were with Chevelle and somebody else. I don't remember who it was, but it was their last show of the tour. And they were just, I mean, they were, because they even admitted afterwards, they were writing about it on Facebook and the internet, that they were just wasted drunk. I mean, last night, but it was still a good show. I mean, I was entertained. And
I think they're a good band.
Yeah, I do too. He's still out there. He's still out there pushing around. So,
yep.
Cool. That's your last show of the year, huh?
Yep.
Well, I broke down. I got me a lawn ticket.
You broke down? Are you okay, man? You feeling bad about yourself?
No, I bought a KISS ticket finally. I got lawn tickets for the Indianapolis show August 31st, I think it is. And
yep.
I'll be meeting you up there. You and Noah growing.
No, probably me and Alex, I think. Noah will be gone. Noah, if the whole military thing works out, he'll be gone by then. So
cool. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to be going up there. I wanted to get something cheap. I'm just hoping that it sounds good. I just don't want it to be a bad show. I've been, like I said, I was been on the fence about that.
You know what? Go sit back.
I'm going to go.
Enjoy it. Have some beers.
Yeah.
And it's, just that's enjoy on a Saturday the ride.
Night. It's a Saturday night, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Actually, so.
So you're going to feel up tight.
What's that?
Yeah. I said you're going to feel up tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the guys that listens to the show, I don't want to get his name. Robert Richardson. He is that right? He's going to be up there.
Ed's going to be up there too, I think.
Yeah. So there's a couple of different people that are going to be up there.
I might actually.
No. I got the name wrong. I'm sorry. It's Brad. It's Brad Rusthoven.
Yeah, that's what I said. Brad.
Yeah. I had the name wrong. He's going to be up there, so we're going to meet and tailgate early. So
cool.
We will.
I may come to your house and then drive. Can I come back and then stay at your house and drive back Sunday?
No.
All right. Well then.
Bam.
Lay him down.
Sure, you can.
Yeah, I'll do that probably because it's going to be. I don't have to drive all the way back to Evansville or Newberry.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem at all. No, it should be a good show, too. It'll be fun.
Well, also, say hey to Sheldon, too. We got another email from Sheldon from Canada, and he was sending us some greetings, and he was trying to tell me he wasn't the crazy Canadian on the FAQ. Like, well, dude, I don't even go with the FAQ.
Yeah, so. I don't even know what you're talking about.
But anyway, no, I did buy a KISS ticket, so that's in the stars for next year. So I've got three concerts that I bought tickets for next year so far on my list. And one thing too, the guy who played Freddie Mercury in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie got his Golden Globe nomination, which is good, and we're glad to see that happen. I'm hoping he gets a. Hopefully it goes to Oscar. We'll have to find out about that. I think it's going to be actually there's two musical type movies that are going to be doing good this year at the Oscars. I'm sure A Star Is Born is going to do well. I'm hoping if they're going to do that, if it's going to be like a musical year, I hope. Here's what I'm looking at. Lady Gaga, Best Female Actress. What's his name again? Is it Mick? Help me out.
Malik
gets Best Actor, and then give it to what's the name for director? Don't give it to him.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley was good.
What would you do? What would you do if we weren't on this show? You'd be like, "I have some dude that directed a show that we need to."
Bradley Cooper. I mean, I have to write it down. I just can't think on the fly like that's without.
Hey, look.
I know. I didn't do that. I have.
Write that shit down. You won't have that problem.
Stuff here that has nothing to do with the show.
Well, speaking of thinking on the fly, I do have one more thing after you're done, Dennis.
You got a fly story?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, no, I the thing is, Bradley Cooper did a really good job of acting in there, but I'm just going to say give it to the other dude and let him take a director's because he did good directing that show too. Both movies are really good. I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody is not an Oscar-winning movie as far as the movie itself, but the acting, the Freddie Mercury portrayal is just fucking spot on. I mean, it's cool. So good. Anyway, so I'm glad to see that happening. So let's see what happens at that point.
All right, Alan, what you got left, bud?
Yeah, Alan.
Well, in October, I'm going to be flying to Miami.
You're going to fly
in October
in an airplane, or
in October?
In October, you'd be flying. What's happening?
I'm going to be flying to Miami, staying at the Holiday Inn and living in sin.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm going on the Kiss cruise in 2019.
Ooh. Oh, did you get your tickets for the cruise?
No, but I've got my hotel room. They won't announce the cabins until sometime in January or February.
But to get one, you have no problem. I mean, you're just in line to get one. Is that how it works? I don't know how it works. That's why I've asked.
Well, yeah, the past cruisers get first dibs, and whatever's left over, us non-seaworthy Kiss Navy members have to.
The Kiss Navy virgins.
Yeah, that's yeah.
There you go.
That's a good way to put it. Though. But yeah, I have every intention of going on the Kiss cruise this year.
So with that, are you not going to be going to the Rocklahoma or any of those shows this year then?
I had said something about going to the Rock on the Range show, and that is no longer a thing. It's now called Sonic Temple.
Yeah.
And they announced...
I didn't like the lineup. I wasn't really impressed.
If you let me finish talking, Dennis.
Sure.
Nope.
They announced the lineup, and I really don't like... Well, I can't say that I don't like the lineup, but everybody that's on the lineup for Sonic Temple... I've seen in the past year, you know, I've seen Hailstorm like 3 times in the past year. They're going to be on that one again. In This Moment's going to be on there. I think Tool's one of the headliners, maybe.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at the list since the day it came out, but honestly, there was like 2 or 3 bands that are earlier on in the day. None of the headliners really grabbed my attention. So
exactly. Was it System of the Down was one of them?
I don't. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, but it was Disturbed and System of the Down. Yeah. Go ahead.
Odds are the same people that are at Sonic Temple are going to be at Rock on the Range, or, God damn it, Rocklahoma. So if that's the case, I have no intention of going to either one of those festivals this year. The M3 Festival that's going to be the week before Sonic Temple looks really good, though, except the L.A. Guns that they're billing is not actually the L.A. Guns that's going to be there, because they're billing it as the Steve Riley and Phil Lewis version of L.A. Guns, but Phil Lewis and Tracy are in L.A. Guns together again.
It is a Steve Lewis version, though, right?
No, Steve Riley.
Or Steve Riley, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But
Steve Riley is going to be there, though, because I know he's been promoting it.
He is only the drummer. And the people that are in his version of L.A. Guns are all ex-members that were never original members in the first place.
Gotcha.
So, basically, that is being incorrectly billed for the M3. And I have had such a fun time watching Tracy Guns and all of those other people tweet back and forth about that, just bashing the shit out of each other. Because there's nothing more entertaining than 50-something-year-old men on Twitter acting like 14-year-old girls.
I want to see, like, Rat. I want to see, like, Rat. Every person that's in Rat start their own Rat band. Well, that'd be, like, 5 Rat bands.
Well, it's funny that you mention Rat, because one of the tweets that Tracy retweeted, or he replied to, it just totally cracked me up. Somebody said they're going to do a version of L.A. Guns with Steve Riley on the drums, and Frank Benelli on the drums, and Bobby Blotzer on the drums.
Wow.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah.
We see two bands that are touring quite a bit. You know, you got the Great White, you've got Rats, what's doing that. Queensryche was doing that for a while. I mean, have we ever seen 3 bands going out at the same time? That would just be funny as fuck.
It's pretty ridiculous, actually.
It is ridiculous. And speaking of ridiculous, yeah, I'm planning on going on the Kiss cruise.
That's awesome, man. Good for you, dude. I can't blame you. I think that's awesome. I wish I could go. I can't go, but I wish I could. If I could, I would.
After hearing Jeff's little rendition of that, which we did, we got a nice mention on YouTube. Somebody did a review and said that they really thought that was funny. Jeff's funny anyway. But I just don't have vacation time. My vacation time's already plotted for next year, and I just didn't have it. I didn't think ahead, so who knows?
Yeah. Well, I never really anticipated ever going on one of those cruises, but I got to looking at the pricing, and if you bunk up with a couple other people, the price is actually really reasonable.
It's not that bad. Yeah, I checked in.
I mean, because, you know, so for example, last year, I think if you got a cabin with three people in it, each person had to pay $873 or something like that for the cruise, right. And then they're $285 for gratuities or whatever. So really, that's about what Laura and I pay when we go on a Royal Caribbean cruise anyway. So this time I get to go and I get to hang with people with a common interest, the likes kiss. Right. I get to hang with some friends that I've hung with before. I get to go hang with people that I've known for years but have never met before.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Get the drinky cool. package. Get the drinky package. Whatever you do.
Apparently.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. It is pretty funny.
Well, I think that's all I have for this episode.
Cool. All right, people. Strap in and hang on, because here comes Ryan Cook. All right, so with us tonight is Ryan Cook from the Ace Frehley Band and the Gene Hello, Simmons Band and
the Rock and Roll Residency.
There you go. Big rock show.
Big rock show.
Yeah, man. All different things. Good to talk to you guys.
Great.
Happy Good to talk to you, man.
Everybody. Thank you very much. So how's everybody doing? You're good? Everybody's busy? The year's almost over. You got a lot of shows in the can. It's great.
Yep.
Yeah, well, actually we do have a few shows in the can, but we're gonna get this one out pretty quick, I think. This one we're excited about talking to you, man.
Oh great. Well great. Well fire away. I'm ready.
So what have you been up to?
Well what a funny year. You know what's funny is here we are in December of 18, and I would say we're just almost a little over 2 years to the date when the whole thing started with Gene. Because today's December, what, 11th or 12th?
11th, or 12th, yeah, 12th.
Okay, well, it was in November of 16 when Gene first, he and I first got together, and he talked about doing some solo shows. And then fast forward to the end of the summer in 18, which was over a year and a half later, and we were still with Gene. And, I told you guys before, that went so much longer. The Gene thing went so much longer than we thought it was going to, because it originally was four or five shows only, and then ended up being over a year and a half.
Right.
And he literally took us around the world, and then here we are, almost, you know, like I said, a little over November was 2 years from when I started with Gene, and at that point, we were already with Ace. And Ace was never even on the table at that point for us. It was not a possibility. It wasn't a thought. I never thought of it because it just didn't seem like any, you know, there was no reason to. There was no thought about that. Ace was doing his own thing and Gene was doing his thing. And I never, ever thought for a second that it would merge into something like this. It's crazy.
So you never imagined being a member of the Kiss family?
No. I mean, which is weird because I honestly still don't know if I don't think of myself as one. I'm happy to definitely rub elbows and play with those guys because that's a sacred place. And, I would never want to say that myself. If one of those guys say that I am, then so be it. But, like I said, that's a sacred place and I'd be honored to be a part of it. I definitely know that we've been a part of something with Kiss that a lot of other people haven't.
Yeah.
So I do know that that's legitimate and it's real. If they call us family one day, well, I would be more than honored. It would be awesome. They treat us like family, though. I'll tell you that. Paul and Gene do. I mean, Ace and Paul's very nice, but I haven't worked with him. But I meant to say Gene and Ace do. They both have been so kind to us, and they both do treat us like, you know, they treat us like family. They're great.
Well, the thing is, you've earned it. I mean, you've been on a row with Gene. And you know, you showed what you could do. You guys are just, you know, first class musicians, number one. You're very nice people.
Thank you.
And knowing
Thank you.
And
you.
Ace, you know, Ace knew that whenever he seen you and played with you guys, and he was silly not to pick you guys up. You know, so
I appreciate that. I appreciate what you said. That's very nice of you. Thank you. And I just gotta let you guys know. I've said it before about Gene, about how nice he was and is, and Ace. super nice, super great, treats us great. And, you know, I can't give everything away, but I'll just say that he is, just little things that you never expect will pop up. And then you go, man, how cool is that? Just unexpected stuff. You know, he's a generous guy and a nice guy, and he's been real respectful to us. And that's all that I can ask for, man, is the fact that they trust us to back them up with our favorite music. It just means everything to us. We love it.
Awesome.
Well, I want to jump in here real quick with a question about the New Jersey Kiss Expo and the
sure.
plan of the solo album. How
sure.
how long did it take you guys to rehearse to get that album down?
Well, here's the deal. I'll start at the beginning, and it's a short story. Jeremy, with some other guys, several years ago, did the Ace record in its entirety. Okay? Mm-hmm. As a local thing with some local friends. He learned that album front to back then. Over the years, we have all, Phil, Jeremy, and myself, and Matt, learned them on our own when we were kids, learned different things. So that song was in our musical library, in our heads. Now, that doesn't mean they didn't need to be revisited or dusting off. I will tell you, I had never in my life played What's on Your Mind or Ozone. So those were learning from scratch, brand new for me. I'd heard them, but never played them. But for the most part, you know, we've been working on those songs forever on and off just because they would pop up when, you know, you sit around, you play guitar, you play different things. As far as doing with Ace and getting it all together, the way Phil and Jeremy and I live in Nashville, Matt lives in Los Angeles. So you can see proximity is a bit of an issue there in the fact that the four of us getting together without whoever we're working with. Jared, Phil, and I see and talk to each other pretty much every day. We talk to each other every day. The three of us are, you know, our relationship goes beyond music. We're friends, you know? Right. So, you know, we're always hanging out. Anyway, we got together. What we always do before we leave for something, Phil, Jeremy, and I get together. We sort out parts. Who's going to sing this? Who's going to play that? How are you going to play that? I'll do this. And we assign parts to each other. Make sure we're not doing the same thing. If we can help it to make things sound bigger, a little broader, a little more dynamic, hopefully. Also to maintain true to the recorded form, which that's what people want to hear. So we get together, we learn it. We got together once before we left Nashville, just in my basement down here. We just sit in a circle and we kind of, with guitars, we don't even plug them in, really. we just sit there and go over the song and say, okay, you have this, this, and this. Then, as a full band, Ace got to, let's see, the first day of the Expo was Wednesday. Ace got to the, we all got into town, the first day of the Expo was Friday. We all got into town late Wednesday night, the whole band, including Ace. We rehearsed Thursday afternoon and evening and Friday day for 2 hours, and that's it. Done.
Cool.
That was the rehearsals for the record. Ace had been going over his stuff on his own in San Diego, and, you know, we were all texting back and forth with each other about parts or whatnot, but you know, as a band, we've learned the way we have to work, just the people's schedules and whatnot, is you have to do your homework and you have to be ready.
Right.
And so I would say collectively, we probably had 6 hours of rehearsal with Ace.
Cool.
And that was it. And that was going over stuff that he'd never played live before, or us, like Ozone, What's on Your Mind, Need a Love, Wiped Out. I think there were five or six things on the table that we needed to go over. Like, you right. know, Rip It Out and Snowblind and all that kind of stuff. You know, we play live anyway. And right. so we just got together and sort of parts out, and it went great, man. You know, Ace did his homework, and it was a lot of fun, man. We had a really good time, and just seeing him in such a good mood the first day of rehearsals just made us even more at ease, knowing that he was really looking forward to it and wanted to have a good time with it.
That's awesome.
It was cool. Yeah.
Of all those songs on that solo album, what's your favorite one to play?
My new favorite one is Need a Love.
Yeah, I love that song. I was actually messing with it today. I figured maybe if I learned all these songs and you guys had one of you guys got sick, you could throw me a plane ticket.
There you go. There you go.
I got that delay set up. I'm like going, I love this song. It's fucking awesome.
Perfect. See, and isn't that funny? Because that's stuff that we talked about, that song in particular, because the things that make that song are the dynamics, like the delay.
Oh, yeah.
If you just heard that song without the, and it wasn't there, it wouldn't seem right. So we literally had everything dialed in. But that's my new favorite, just because I'd never heard him do a live before. He'd never done a live before. Right. And we were real psyched about making sure that we did it right. And we thought it came off really well.
Because you almost have to have a guy just with a delay all the time and then, you know, trade off like that. Because it's hard to swap back and forth. If you're doing it by yourself, it's fucking tough.
you know what's funny, though, is Jeremy, because it's just those two, you know, it alternates back and forth between the two parts. Jeremy did the delay on that whole song.
That's cool. It takes somebody to do that. Cool.
Yeah, we programmed everything that day at rehearsal, the exact tempo and all that kind of stuff. And I thought it was really cool that during the set, Ace actually commented on how fun it was to actually have three guitars so the record could be done the way that, you know, he wants it to be done. And, you know, and that was the same way with when we were with Gene. You know, we talked about this before the first time, I remember. You know, some people were like, well, why do you have three guitars? It's like, well, we want to sound just like the record. And it did. I mean, that was the first time ever that Kiss had played Deuce, or with it, not Kiss, that Deuce had been played by anybody from Kiss, when the end had the harmony guitar solo going out with the rhythm guitar still behind it.
Right. Exactly.
And it's just little nuances and stuff like that that we always.
It sounds like the record at that point. That's something that they never did. It never sounded exactly.
Yeah,
like
that's
it. And it does.
And that's our goal. That's always our goal, is to, if we can't get it exactly, we get it as close as we can get.
Right.
so we're always trying.
Yeah, the thing is too, Ryan, you made Ace and Gene, both of you guys are, you made them have fun while they're on tour. Those guys have, both those guys had a blast because they know that he's got a backup band that's just going to go out there every night and knock it out of the park. So that kind of relieves them and lets them perform at their top too. So it's awesome.
Well, thank you. Well, that's our goal, is we want them to get to that. I know Gene got there eventually, and, you know, it was something that we were grateful for and that we really were trying to earn his trust and everything. But the one thing that it's just unspoken between the band right now that it's like, do your homework and know what you're doing. And because, you know, they say it about football teams, they say it about sports and stuff all the time, or any kind of team, you're only as good as your weakest link. And we always want to make sure that we're being as best as we can really be for whatever guy we're working for. So we're not digging ditches here. We're playing guitar. We love it. So it's really fun to work on this stuff.
If it doesn't go right, people might notice.
Absolutely. And you know what? And I do know this. Kiss fans, I've learned, are very passionate. And we will be taken to task if we don't do what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, you know? And that's why I made the comment about the family, because I think from a fan perspective, you know, I totally get what you're saying about, you know, getting that those accolades from, you know, from the band, but getting those accolades, you know, having that, I don't know, that comment from fans too is a big deal. I mean,
absolutely,
it's incredible to the fact that you guys are just it. You're making it fun. I think you guys are making it fun to go to those shows, see those guys, because you're actually pushing them a little bit. You're pushing them in a different way to, you know, with Gene especially, you know, bring out some stuff you haven't played before. Obviously, Ace, bring out some stuff you haven't played before. He could have probably done that years ago at some point, but what was the point? But I think he saw with the stuff that you guys were doing with Gene that, man, I got a whole opportunity here to really let some stuff happen. So that's really cool, you know?
Well, thank you for saying that. And I want to just go back, and I do understand what you're saying, and I don't want anyone to think that it's overlooked or unappreciated of all the nice things that people said about us. Cause we do really do. We feed off of it. We feed off of positive energy, and hearing, like I said, as passionate as Kiss fans think about stuff, especially when they don't like it, it makes us feel really good for, I would say, the large percentage of people really like, and it makes us feel good, and we just love doing it. It's been great.
Yeah, the passion for Kiss fans isn't something you're going to find difficult to find, because we will nitpick the shit out of anything.
I know, and I get it. And you know, and you mentioned something earlier about, I don't even know that we push anybody. We make a lot of suggestions, but we never overstep our bounds. And you mentioned with Ace playing some new stuff, you know, we were at dinner the other night after the first rehearsal. Ace had already gone upstairs, and we were all at the hotel in New Jersey at this point, and we were talking, and we realized since we have been with Ace in this very short time, we've already added collectively, the five of us, 10 new songs to Ace's repertoire that were never there before.
That's awesome.
10. Yeah, that's awesome. You know,
so what one do you want to add? What's the goal to get in there?
Jeez. Well, I'll tell you what. I know I'm in the minority here. Once Ace left Kiss, I was not real familiar with a lot of his solo work. Okay, like Fraley's Comet. And I know of Trouble Walking. I know of Insane. I know of Rock Soldiers and that stuff. I need to go back and really dig into Ace's solo catalog. That being said, there's some stuff in there that I'm sure will get pulled out, you know, and done again. What I'd like to see more of in the next, as the tours come up and the shows, I'd like to see a lot of the solo album stuff stay in there if we're not doing the solo album in its entirety each night. I'd like to see Wiped Out stay in there. I'd like to see Speeding Back. Because Speeding Back just has that signature Ace Frehley type of lick. You know what I mean? The kicks the song off. It's so Ace.
Right.
And stuff like that, I think, just need to stay in there. We really enjoyed doing Torpedo Girl. Loved it. Loved doing it. I'd like to see us take another shot at Darklight and get everything down on that. You know, but as far as any of the Kiss stuff, man, I can't really think of much that he did that we haven't done, is there?
Sure.
When he was in Kiss, up to right. Creatures, let's say, even though that kind of, you know, it's debatable, even though his face was on it, you know what I mean?
We won't get into that discussion.
How much he was there, you know, right, and everybody knows, but I can't think, I'm just trying to think off of like Dynasty and Unmasked and all that. I mean, I'd like to see Two Sides get back in there.
Yeah. Savior Love was really good. I saw that here recently. He played that. That was
good.
I like that.
We opened with that the first show on the ship.
Yeah, I saw that video.
That I love that lead on it. I think that's one of the. It's nothing spectacular. It's nothing that he's, you know, he's not just tearing it up. But it's a classic. Right. It's a great lead. It's just it's got some tasty licks to it.
absolutely.
No, so Ryan, how was the cruise for you?
Cruise was real good for me in the sense that the cruise, I will tell you, was a lot different this time. You know, I've had the privilege of being on every single one. I've been on all eight of them, you know, playing. This one was a lot different because it was just on a whole another level, you know, and by that I mean it was just you know, everybody on that ship, including the six-man team, have always bent over backwards to be incredibly kind to us and incredibly helpful and at hand for whatever needed. And then all the guests on the ship, all of us together, everybody's been really supportive and nice to us, and it's always been a real pleasure for us to be on there. But this time, it was a whole different level because, you know, being as big Kiss fans as all of us are on the phone right now, you know, our whole lives, there really are people that are into Kiss even more than we are. I know that's hard to believe, you know, but the point was, though, it was just a whole different level this time on the fact that people had really been paying attention to what's been going on with me, Jeremy, Philip, you know, Brent, Matt for the last 2 years. And we're so in tune with what we were doing that it was neat to see people really excited to see us. And that made us feel good. So we had a really good time.
You should feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, you've toured up since you got out there, especially starting with Gene. You've done nothing but go out there and just, I mean, tear it. And you're bringing to the Kiss fans the music that they want to hear. And I think that you've had a lot of, not saying push or a lot of pull in that.
Right.
But you doing that and bringing, you know, younger people in and pushing these other guys, they want to do that. And that's what, you know, Kiss, you know, no matter what Paul says, Kiss fans right. want to see the deeper cuts. I don't care what he says.
Oh, I know. I agree. No, I agree. You know what? I would love to see Larger Than Life done by Kiss.
Oh God, would it be awesome?
I'd love to see All American Man. I'd love to see Got Love for Sale.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to see like I don't know what when you guys were on the cruise at the time. Remember when they did Keep Me Coming on the cruise
yeah.
on the features?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Man, it's just seeing stuff like that come out of left. It's just like that. It just the stuff. I remember years ago when Jeremy and I were on one of the cruises and they did Plaster Caster for the first time in decades. And it was just, it's just amazing. And I loved being surprised like that. And I'm with you guys, you know,
yeah.
the deeper the cuts, the better. I mean,
yeah.
you know,
you guys pulled off Naked City. At
oh my God.
I mean, the internet lit up. I mean, I swear to God. I mean, the internet probably spiked.
Really?
People
so
lost
funny. We,
fucking minds on that. I mean, and it was great.
Well, and that's what, oh, thank you. And that's, well, you know, we laughed too, because we, I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I can't recite a verse of that song to you right now.
It doesn't matter. It was great.
I can't. I learned my parts on the course because I wasn't singing lead. I literally had to go learn it. It wasn't a difficult song to learn, but it was something, it was not in normal rotation in my Kiss library.
It's not your wheelhouse. How's that?
Exactly. So yeah, but we learned it, and we never. And that first set that you guys saw that night, that really was the first time we played some of those songs.
Right.
So we got in my room together about 25 minutes before we walked into that room. We're like, okay, what do we need to touch up on? And we all were like, Naked City. Okay. So we just went over it in my room real quick. So seeing us up there, we were all kind of nervous about that one. And when we got done again that night, we always get together and have dinner or whatever. We were all like just so happy and laughing about how well we felt as a band that it went over with the five with us.
Right.
You know, we were all so surprised and happy that we felt like we pulled it off. We were like, you know, I'll stand behind that one. That was pretty good. We did pretty good having never played it before and everything. We had a lot of fun with that song. And you know what else was on that we didn't do? Like Love in Chains was on that list.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, which I love. Just because of time constraint, you know, there was a couple things here and there that we couldn't get to, but, you know, we'll do it next time.
I was sitting in my recliner of here playing, actually, Call of Duty. I was playing Blackout. I was in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was doing really good, and all of a sudden, I get this live request or live thing on my iPad, and you guys are playing Naked City. Dude, I just died. I let my shit go. I lay there. They just shot the hell out of me. I'm like going, oh, my God, they're playing Naked City. It was awesome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah,
that's great.
It was fucking awesome.
We did a few songs. We did some fun stuff that night. We did Make Love. We did Love Him and Leave Him was on there, which we could never get Gene to do. Oh my God, did we try? We tried so hard to get him to do that.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
What was he just into it?
He would. We get about two bars, or he'd be like, "Ah." That was it. You know, we'd be like, okay, well, I guess we're not doing that. But, you know, there were several things, you know, that, like, I would have loved to have gotten Killer in there one night from Creatures.
Been awesome.
You know, just a great one. I mean, we could all talk about all night what we'd love to see in there, but I'd love to see a set with a lot of rock and roll over stuff in it on the end of the road. I'd love to see Take Me. I'd love to see I Want You. You know, Making Love. Love them, leave them. You know, see you in your dreams.
Ooh, yeah.
It's just, you know, if they play that, and this is all stuff that we've played, so since, you know, we haven't been fortunate enough to hear it yet, we play it when we can. So, you know, but it's all, we're all the same. We all love that stuff. Will you guys all be going to the tour?
No, none of us are going.
I got a ticket. I'm going to Indy.
Yeah, we're going.
Ryan, I am going to be at the Nashville show on my 49th birthday.
There you go.
No kidding. You know, my that's awesome. I hope I see you there if we're here. My 49th birthday is next week.
Wow.
But you and I aren't that far apart. Yeah.
Awesome.
We're in the awesome sauce club.
Yeah, baby. You bunch of babies. I've got three shows, Ryan. I'm going to Louisville, Kentucky, Jacksonville, Florida, and in Indianapolis so far. And then hopefully the last show, if we can figure out where the last show is, if it's a doable show, I'd definitely like to be able to try to end it and end it officially. Good. But you got some big stuff coming up next year, right? What do you guys got going on? I saw that there's a little tour getting ready to go out sometime, huh?
Yeah, you know what? I actually heard, I saw something the day before we got to Indy where Ace had said, we're going to Alice Cooper.
Awesome.
that's about it?
Yeah, I've heard it's 5 weeks, but I can't confirm anything because it's all been, I just been told to be ready for it. So, cool. You know. We will be, but we start, our last show with Ace was just this Sunday in Indy for the year. And then we start up again with Ace on the West Coast. I can't remember the exact date, but it's the third week of June. And we start back up with Ace then. Yeah.
So are you keeping the band as is now? I mean, Christopher Williams, he's not going to come back in at all.
No, you know what? As of right now, he's obviously an accept, and he's been doing great with those guys.
Right, exactly. I knew that. We talked to him a lot.
Since Matt played it, since Matt played on the record, he was Matt was Ace's first choice. He was like, "Hey, let's get Matt and see if Matt's available and that kind of thing." Cool. And since he was for the cruise and everything, as long as you know Matt's still available and whatnot, I know Ace wants to keep the lineup as is right now.
Okay, cool. That's why I was about that.
And we're cool with that and everything. And you know, as we said, Matt's a great guy. Christopher is too. But as of right now, the lineup is as you've seen it.
Okay. So the Alice dates go ahead.
I don't know when the Alice dates start. I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't know yet. And I don't want to even speculate because the minute I say such and such date, I'll be blamed when it's not that day. I'll be last to find out. I'm sure.
Your last residency show is next Thursday or next Tuesday.
Yeah. It's the 18th. It's going to be great because, you know, it's been going on for a long time. Phil and Jeremy started that and, you know, it's just a show for the first 2 years, at least 2.5 years. I was there every Tuesday, every show, if I was in town.
Sure.
And then as we got busier, I couldn't go every week, but Phil and Jer, you know, kept it together every week, put together the set list, organized the players, do everything. And it just became a lot with everything else that's going on. And, they love doing it. I love doing it when I can with them. It's a blast. It's a pleasure to play with those guys and be asked to do it. It's just, you know, they've been doing it for a long time. And now from now on, they do it, it'll just be, you know, special occasions and whatnot. I do know after this last show on the 18th, there won't be another residency show until we get on Monsters of Rock at the end of February.
Right.
And that's going to be with, I think Extreme, Tesla, Skid Row, a lot of fun bands. There's always a lot of fun bands on that boat.
Yeah. What time is that? What time is that residency show next Tuesday? Is it
doors 7, show starts at 8.
Ends when? About what, 11:30?
It always ends around 11.
Okay. You know, I'm actually going to try to drive down for that. I've got to work next morning.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, I'm going to. It's a 2-hour drive, but I'm going to try to go.
Tuesday, December 18th. Well,
I hope you do. I hope you do.
When you want to ride with me?
You know. Yeah, you guys should carpool.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. And it's always free. You'll see a lot of special guests they have lined up that night. Rachel and Rob from Skid Row are going to be there. Joe and Lizzie from Hellstorm are going to be there. Derek St. Holmes from Nugent. I think Tyler from Queen is going to show up. Sandy Gennaro, all the regulars, you know, Ray Lucier from Korn, you know, everybody. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go suck it up and go like a buttercup.
Yeah, go to work
next morning. I don't care.
I hope you do. It will be a lot of fun. And we're going to treat that like my birthday, because my birthday is the next day.
Okay. So that'll be I'll text you and let you know I'm going down there, and I'll buy you a beer. How's that?
Please. Right. Oh, that'll be great. I really hope you guys can make it. It'd be fun. And then Phil and Jeremy and I are hosting a Joey Kramer Nashville Drummers Jam event Monday night.
I saw that.
The 17th. Yeah, we're doing that Monday, the residency Tuesday, and that's probably the last live thing we'll do before New Year's.
Awesome.
So we're going to wrap it up with that. But it's going to be fun. You guys would love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be really good. Yeah.
You are one busy dude.
Oh, I love it that way. I love it that way. I love it. But I always love talking to you guys and everything. And I hope I see you guys besides Tuesday, if anybody can make it. I hope I see you sooner than later somewhere on the road.
We will.
There'll be several ACE things happening. Just because, the record just dropped on October 19th. It's still a new record.
Sure.
So he's going to go out and need to support that and want to support that and everything. So, we're just looking forward to more shows with Ace and see what's up.
Exactly.
Cool. It's going to be a blast.
So, Ryan. Yeah. So, Ryan, you want to plug a website or anything, or do you want to anything like that? Or you want to just turn people back?
I am the worst at social media on the planet. The worst. So I'll just say, Instagram, I'm Ryan Cook, 1969, and Facebook, I'm just Ryan Spencer Cook. That's all I got.
He said 69.
That is so unique.
My birthday, 1969. I did. Ryan Cook, 1969. Instagram, Facebook, Ryan Spencer Cook. I'm easy to reach. I will say one thing, though, that it's funny. As bad as I am at social media and everything, when I run into people in person, I guess several people hit me up via Messenger. Man, I don't look at Messenger. If it comes up by accident, so if anybody did send me up anything on Messenger, I'm sorry. I just don't see it. I don't look at it. Gotcha. I'm not a bad guy. I'm not being rude. I just don't see it very often. So there you go.
Not a problem.
No problem at all. Well, thanks, man. We appreciate your time. I know you got stuff going on, and we appreciate it a lot.
Yeah.
We appreciate your time.
And, I appreciate you guys just, hanging out and being nice guys and everything, which is what we like more than anything. And it's cool because we all became friends because of KISS. And that's the way me and Phil and Jeremy became friends. It really is.
Exactly.
So it's awesome talking to you guys all the time. And I appreciate you guys making time for me.
Oh,
yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Our pleasure, sir.
Okay. And as those tour dates come up, you guys just keep reaching out to me. And as soon as stuff gets confirmed, once we get the green light on stuff, we will throw it out there right away. It's just, we got to be
careful. Let us know, and then we'll post them on our website and everything. We'll post them for you and get them out there for everybody, because we all want to know.
Awesome. I love it. Well, thank you guys. Have a great night. And if I don't see you Tuesday, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff to you guys. Happy New Year.
Awesome.
Yeah, same to you, man. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay, guys.
See you.
Thanks very much. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, that's the end of this episode. So before I take us out of here, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, starting on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, you can hear rebroadcast of this show on 195theglobe.com. So check that. It's I was going to say it's a new internet radio station, but I don't think it's new. But it's a friend of mine in the Louisville area runs that station, or he helps run it or something. And he asked us if we would want to be on his station. We were like, well, fuck yeah. So that's 195theglobe.com. Check that out. In the meantime, visit us on agesofrock.com. Check out our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Stitcher Radio. I think that's it. Till next time, folks. Oh, stay tuned. What?
Because we got some great stuff coming up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what Dennis said.
I'll be here.
Till next time, folks. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.